SQL Server 2008 has an interesting new feature known as partition-aligned index views that expands the set of situations where index views are useful. So index views are typically used when you have a data warehouse environment, for example, where you've got very large fact tables and you would like to summarize those tables in the form of aggregates to speed up certain queries on those fact tables. So often when you're dealing with very large data warehouse tables, you partition the tables in order to facilitate a sliding window scenario. You know, for example, you may want to partition by month, and then every month you might switch out the oldest partition in order to purge data, and that can be much faster than using a delete operation. Or you may say partition by day and switch a new partition into a table every day during your load process. So these are some of the ways in which people use partition tables, and it becomes almost essential to partition tables once they get big enough. You need to break the tables down into manageable size chunks. The problem with using partition tables with indexed views in SQL Server 2005 was the following. It's not possible to switch a partition in or out of a partition table if there's an indexed view defined on that table in SQL Server 2005. So it's somewhat awkwardly, indexed views, which are a good way to create and maintain summary aggregates, are very useful with very big tables. Partitioning is useful with very big tables, but those features didn't really work very well together in SQL Server 2005. So SQL Server 2008 makes those features work well together with this partition-aligned index views feature. So I'm going to show you how to create one and then illustrate partition switching and show you how when I switch a partition in or out of a table, partitions switch in and out of the associated indexed views. Here's a script that illustrates how to use partition-aligned index views. I'm just going to do some initial cleanup here. And now I'll create a partition function with three boundaries at the end of three different consecutive months, and a partition scheme based on this function. I'll create a partition table called Fact Internet Sales Partitioned. I'm not going to show you all the columns. There's a bunch of columns there. Put some data in there. This creates a view on top of it, which is an aggregate that groups by date key and product key and gives us total sales. All right, now this statement right here that I just executed creates a index on the view, so now it's a proper indexed view, and there's a partition function applied to the create index statement. It also partitions on order date key. This is the same column that the fact tables partition on. So now I'm going to do a second indexed view. Again, it'll be also partitioned on order date key. The second one just groups by order date key. It's not both date and product, but it's just date in this case. This is just to illustrate that you can have multiple partition-aligned index views on the same table. Now I'm going to create a staging table. I'm going to prepare it as a target for a partition switch. So Fact Internet Sales Partition has this many rows now, you can see. So I created an indexed view for staging on the staging table. Again, I have to create a exactly equivalent structure for the staging table as is on the source table. So now the staging table has a clustered index that's just the same, and it's also partitioned. create a second index view in the staging table, also partition. Now let's take a look at how many rows there are in the index views on the table itself, as well as the staging table. So the staging table's index views don't have any data in it, which is what we'd expect right now. We never put any data in the source table. And here's how many rows there are in the IV1 and IV2. Now, let's do the partition switch. So I'm going to execute that statement, and it completed successfully. So in SQL Server 2005, that statement would have resulted in an error. We could have done everything up to this point just the same, but switching a partition in and out, in or out of a partition table with an index view defined on it was not allowed. It is allowed if all the stars align in SQL Server 2008. Stars align meaning that the index views are also partition aligned. So now let me execute these statements again to see how many rows there are in these index views on the staging table. You'll see that there's data has actually moved. Okay. Now we can switch back. You can do the counts, and we're back to where we were, where the staging index views don't have any data. And just to show you that the data is still correct, I'm going to get total sales both from one of the indexed views using the no expand hint, so the query plan will go directly against the view, and against the base table, fact internet sales. And I'm using option expand views here because I don't want to accidentally have the system use the materialized view or index view underneath the sheets. So here we go. And you can see that the totals are identical. The key benefits of index views are that they're automatically maintained by the system, so they're always accurate and up to date. And the query optimizer performs index view matching for you. And that is, the query optimizer will use the index view to solve a query in some cases, even when the query doesn't explicitly reference the view. And the partition aligned index view feature is important because it lets you get the benefits of index views, and at the same time, you don't have to lose the work that went into creating index views during your ETL process by having to drop the whole index view, then do your ETL, and then recreate the index view. It can be very expensive to create index views on very large tables, and it's important not to lose that work if at all possible. So that's a key benefit of the partition-aligned index views feature. So there you have it. SQL Server 2008 has a new index views feature called partition-aligned index views that makes index views coexist peacefully with partition tables.